This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We're really broadening our knowledge of Tumah V'Tahara for all over Shas, as we're sponsored by the Fisher family, Lila Nishmas, Rocha Bas Rab, Basi Bas Rab, Shlomo Ben Avraham Alevi, Peo Bas Ruvain, also Lila Nishmas, Dab Ben Chaim, Lufu Shalem, Fel Yomash Ben Chai, So Yaakov Ben Bas Yilea, for the Schus of Avraham Ben Yom Ben Shmach Yudas and family, Bayo Klugman and family, Lufu Shalem, for Avigdor Ayah Ben Rivka, Bashver is back in the hospital again. He has a blood infection now. Hinda Baschai Sari Yitzhak Ben Tzima Dusha Rivka Bashi Relay Shmuel Ben Yom Ben Shivalei Chana Bashi Shabim Namash Meir Ben Eski Fadl Meir Ben Chai Yisari. They should have a Rufu Shalema B'Sek Shar Chela Yisrael. So now we learn a very, very basic Mishnah, Mishnah Hey. Eser Tumas Porsha Yismina Adam. 10 Tumas emanate, come out of a human. If he's a Mechusa Kippurim, that means that let's say he was up, he counted his 7 days, he went to the mikveh, he had nightfall, and he's awaiting bringing his carbon on the 8th day. So he's Mechusa Kippurim. He's lacking his carbon. Also b'kodesh, he's not allowed to eat kachim, but umut b'truma b'maiser. Once he had hair of shemesh, he's allowed to have truma, he's allowed to have maiser. Chazal yos tful yoyim, if he touched the sheretz, and then went to the mikveh, so now he's a tful yoyim, also b'kodesh b'truma. He can't have truma until hair of shemesh. So he's eaten. It's forbidden kachim and truma or mutter b'maiser. But he's allowed to have maiser sheni. Tful yoyim is allowed to have maiser sheni. Chazulia is balkeri. If he sees a nocturnal pollution, if he sees a seminal issue, also b'shloshtan. He's not allowed maiser sheni either. Chazulia is bayil nida. If he sleeps with a nida, metamei mishkav tachtoin elyon. He's metame, a mattress that's underneath him, even if it's 10 mattresses underneath him, like the Elyon Shel Zav. In other words, he makes the mattress into a Rishon. Chazaliyah is Zav Shira Shtei Re'ias. If he's a Zav that saw two issues, so first of all, he has to count 7 clean days, and then afterwards, he has to go to a mikveh, but he has to go to a mikveh with mayim chayim, because it says mayim. It's not enough a normal mikveh. It has to be live water. So metame mishkav u'mayshev is metame, makes an ava tuma, anything that he lies upon or sits upon, and he needs tefillah in mayim chayim, but if he only saw two issues, patur min hakarban, he's patur min hakarban. Rosh shalosh, if he saw 3, chayiv b'karban, then he has to bring a karban. Chazal yos mitzayra muzgar. If he's a mitzayra who saw a gris the size of a split bean that can grow 36 hairs on it, but he we have to lock him up to see if he has some other signs like a white hair, etc. Metame bebia. He is metame. If he walks into a home, he's metame anything in the home. But upatim in apriya umen aprima, but he doesn't have to let his hair grow, he doesn't have to tear his clothing, minatiglas, he doesn't have to shave him, minatiparim, and on getting cured, he doesn't have to bring the birds. Vimaya muchlat, but if he was a confirmed mitzaira, then chai bekulan, then he has to rend his garments, he has to let his hair grow, afterwards he has to shave, he has to do the process with the birds. Perish mimenu ever she'ain olav basar karay. If lo yaleinu, there becomes detached from him a limb, and he was in an accident, and there isn't on this limb enough flesh that if it would be attached, the flesh would regenerate. Metame b'magu b'masa, it's metame upon contact and upon being carried, but not b'oil. V'ain metame b'oil. But if there's enough flesh on it that it could regenerate, it's also metame anything that's under the same roof with it. Sheer basa karai, what we said, it was a cryptic comment. Enough meat. What does it mean, enough flesh? Kidei lahalois arucha, that it would be able, if it would be attached to the body, it would be able to regenerate the flesh for the whole limb. Rabbi Yehuda gives a shear of that. He doesn't make it open-ended. If there is one place on the limb. Kedei la'akifai, that the skin goes around the full circumference. B'chuta erev, with the width of the wet thread of the loom, then yesh bo la'aloi sarucha, then that is something that will regenerate. Next Mishnah is much easier. That's the life of learning. Mishnayah Shas. Eser Kedusha saying, there are 10 levels of ascending holiness. Eretz Yisrael Mekudesh is Mikol Arotz. Eretz Yisrael is holier than all other lands. And how does it manifest itself? Omai Kedusha, so what's special? Shemeviyam Mimeno Oimer. Anywhere in Eretz Yisrael you could bring from it the Oimer. Vavi Kurim and first fruit. Ushtei Alechem and the wheat for the two loaves of Shavuos. You can't bring it from any other land than from Eretz Yisrael. Daf Yomi tonight is at 8:45. Reminder that last night's Svira was 38. Remember to count later.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.